So I was thinking about this question of how do you respond to people when they come up to you and they ask you to explain what's going on? 'Cause I know that sounds like a strange statement, but let me provide some explanation. Over the last few years, I've had conversations with people, and certainly since 2008, where people will ask me, Dan, why is everything so crazy? Why is the economy so crazy? Why does Obama tell me that everything's great and I've been unemployed for 5 years? And they want me to tell them this, but at the same time, they want me to comfort them and massage their neck and make them feel better about all the really terrible decisions they've made in their lives. And I just don't mean them in particular. I mean all of us, and that includes me too. You know, at this point, and again, I think this is an appropriate point to kind of meditate upon this. At this point, there may have been things we could have all done, years or decades ago to prevent what's going to happen from happening. But like somebody back in 2011, during the tsunami in Japan, who might have wandered out onto a beach when the tide went out, don't pretend for a moment that we have in front of us another one of those opportunities. Don't pretend for a moment that just because we've been in the eye of the storm, that the storm is over. And I think in recent months, people have begun to realize this, but again, they want me to comfort them. They want me to make them feel better. And it reminds me of a conversation I had with a relative of mine. I won't say who. It was technically a relative of mine from Washington State, from Seattle. And it's back in 2014. Now, back in 2014, the Obama administration was doing a lot of saber rattling towards Russia, and specifically the Obama administration, working with some NGOs and some other organizations, they basically created a coup d'etat in the Ukraine, and they toppled a legal government in Kiev. This is what our government did. Our government in January, February, and March of 2014, our government toppled another government. And this other government wasn't, some ass crack nation as if that would justify it, but it wasn't some ass crack nation, some 100 people living on some fucking island someplace. This was the Ukraine. For those who've studied Russian history, this is the place where Russian civilization began. Now, I'm going to say that again because I get all kinds of neocon people on my blog every once in a while who want to be jackasses about Israel. Israel, the nation invented once again after thousands of years because it was written into a fucking book. Well, folks, this isn't fucking Israel. This is the Ukraine. This is literally where Russian civilization began. And so when Putin or the Russians look at the Ukraine and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't be causing a coup d'etat there, maybe you shouldn't be toppling the government, I would say they have a legitimate perspective. That's just my opinion. I could be crazy, given that, the border between Russia and the Ukraine is roughly 8 driving hours from Moscow, dumbass. But hey, maybe it doesn't have to do with that. Maybe it has to do with something else. Anywho, back in 2014, I tried to form an anti-war protest. I've got some of the pictures documented in my blog. It was in many ways an abortive attempt because it happened to be on the same day as an AstroTurf protest. And when I say AstroTurf, you can always tell by the fucking signs. Anyways, I tried it. I formed a protest. I got about a half a dozen people to go down to Westlake for several hours, and I tried. I tried to voice my opinion, and I remember having a conversation with a family member, and this family member said, Dan, we're not at war with Russia yet. Why are you trying to make people aware of this issue? And I said, listen, by the time we're fucking at war with Russia, it will be too fucking late to stop it. Now, I'm going to say that one more time because there are really just a lot of Americans, and I don't want to say they're stupid. They're fucking asleep or something. They're on too many drugs or not the right kinds. But there are a lot of Americans today who don't understand what I just said. So I'm going to say it one more time and slowly. The reason why I tried to form a protest against all of the belligerent bullshit against Russia back in 2014 is because as somebody who has A, military experience, and B, a background in military history and science, I kind of know that by the time a war with Russia starts, there's going to be no fucking time for protests. I hate to break it to you, but best case scenario, whatever's left of our free republic will be up in flames within a day, and anybody found out in the street with a fucking sign will be arrested. That's the best case scenario. The most likely scenario is that we're all basically radioactive dust within 72 hours. So when somebody says to me, Dan, why would you try to, like, you know, ahead of time prevent something from happening? It's just, I don't even want to have that fucking conversation. So this is basically a shout out. This is a podcast to all the mommies and all the daddies and all of the millennials in love and all the motherfuckers on planet Earth. If you want Dan's opinion about what to do, I only have one answer. Brace for impact. It's too fucking late. There is nothing that you can do to prevent what's about to happen. You can vote for Trump. You can vote for Clinton. You can support Bernie. You can support the libertarians. I don't give a fuck. You can go ahead and walk out into that beach believing that the tide has gone out and everything is okay. What I'm telling you is everything's not fucking okay. And please, don't come to me after the fact and say, wow, you know, Dan, nobody told us. People told you. People explained this to you. You chose, all of us, we all chose the easy path. We all chose the short-term gain. We all chose, and we chose wrongly. So this isn't about some evil cabal doing this to us. I hate to break it to all of you, and at this point, I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm speaking to myself as well. We did this to ourselves. Don't come to me and ask for understanding or explanation. I'm not going to explain to you the last 40 or 50 years of world history as the bombs are falling. What we've set ourselves up for is failure. And whether it takes the form of a war with Russia because we want to cover up a financial collapse, or whether it takes the form of basically building some type of one world tyranny because, hey, financial collapse, and that will be the proposed solution. Whatever form it takes, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be miserable. It's going to be dehumanizing, and it's not going to be anything. It's not going to be anything like what you're used to. Whatever you've seen so far, whatever you've seen happen to your community, whatever you've seen in terms of crime, in terms of poverty, forget it. It's about to get a whole lot worse. That's the truth. I'm not gonna fucking give you a hug and make you feel better about it. I don't even know you. I don't even do that shit for my fucking family members. Why the fuck would I do it for you? The bottom line is this. If you start walking around in the coming weeks and months looking for someone to make you feel better about the fact that your paradigm is flawed, don't. Fucking try to educate yourself. Try to understand that some of these forces were well within our control. They were. The operative term here is were. Well within our control years and years and years ago. But we've lit a match to a bomb. And unless someone has a magical teleporter that can shift all this fucking toxic financial waste towards the sun, then, yeah, what's going to happen next is going to happen. It is inevitable. It is as inevitable as the sun rising. It is as inevitable as earthquakes and volcanoes, because they do occur and they continue to occur. It is inevitable. And my advice to people, especially if you know me, especially if you live in Indianapolis and you see me walking down the street and you're beginning to recognize how incredibly fucked up shit is, please don't come up to me and ask for an explanation, because I'm out of that business. I'm out of the business of prevention and explanations. There'll be no prevention. This is going to happen. You know, like James Howard Kunstler says, there can be intelligent responses, but there's no fucking solution. You're not going to fix this. It is going to happen. Just like that fucking tsunami, you can stand out on that beach and think, oh, the tide is out, the water's gone, all you want to, and cover up your ears and close your eyes, but you're about to drown. And whether the drowning is real, whether it's a matter of losing one's job and one's economic reality falling apart, whether the drowning takes the form of community violence, whatever form that it might even be psychological, which frankly is the thing that bothers me the most, because this is when people will be looking for explanations. They'll be looking for someone to blame, and nobody wants to blame themselves. Nobody. Okay? It would be easy to blame some worldwide cabal. It's easy to blame the Jews. I mean, oh my God, the alternative news media is filled with anti-Semites who just love to find somebody to blame, and usually it's the Jews. But here's the deal. There's no one to blame. but ourselves. There is no one to blame but evolution. What we have done as a species in response to our environment in the last several hundred years is not that distinguishable from any other fucking organism on planet Earth. We might want to believe it's different because we write fucking poetry, but it's not. We came across some incredibly dense resources. We used them. We used them very well. In fact, we used them extraordinarily well, so well that we took our population from 1 billion people to 7 billion in the space of 100 years, basically. We did. We were fruitful, and we multiplied. And then we found out that there wasn't an infinite planet, that there weren't new continents springing up all over the place, that there were only so many trees, there were only so many plants, there was only so much ground, so much water. And when we begun to realize that, we started thinking, maybe we need to carve out some of that for ourselves. If you want to understand the project for a new American century, if you want to understand the whole neocon agenda, it isn't that fucking complex. They won't tell you this because they're not honest people and they're mostly sociopaths, but I'll tell you this. The entire agenda is only about one thing. Getting while the getting's good. Going out and grabbing stuff while you can. Taking from your neighbor while your neighbor isn't looking. That is the United States of America in 2016. And if you want me to make you feel better about that, you can go fuck off.